I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio.
How about you let me drive?
Oh, no.
Who's gonna drive you home?
Honey, please, I'll do the driving.
Drive on.
Excuse me, I wanna drive.
You drive me crazy.
It's the question that drives us.
This is the Drive to the Close.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn.
On Bloomberg Radio.
All right, good stuff there. Looking at these markets here, not much going on today, but everybody obviously focusing on the Jackson Hole get-together, Fed Chairman Jay Powell, what will he say? We're done with the earnings, so we really focus really goes back to the Federal Reserve, but a lot of folks are trying to figure out, is this a dead cat bounce that we had just coming off of this bottom of this longer-term bear market? Are we on to something in terms of the upside here? Let's bring in a professional to talk about that. Tom Plum, President and Chief Investment Officer of Plum Funds, joins us on the phone from Madison, Wisconsin. Go Badgers. Tom, what's your market call here? I mean, we had that pretty solid 21% move down in the S&P 500. We retraced about half of that, giving a little bit back. How should we think about this market?
Well, thanks, Paul and Carol. It's great to be on again. One of the things, every bear market that bottoms out, it starts out that the big question is this a bounce, a bear market bounce, or is it actually the start of something new? We won't know, obviously, until 6-9 months from now, and it'll be very easy looking backwards. But what we have been seeing is that there's segments of our economy that are very strong, and there's segments of our economy that are very weak. And we expect that the overall, this is portends to a modest downturn at the most. We've had two quarters where they were negative, but it wasn't negative GDP, it was negative GNP. And we expect that we'll get through the fall's buying season with back to school, the holiday seasons, and that we'll actually start to see some rationalization in these markets, and that this could very well be the start of a recovery.
All right. So does that mean you are actively putting new money to work in equities?
Carol, as you recall, we're a balanced fund, so we have a range. Right now, we're very close to the highest end of our range, which is in the high 60% in stocks.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also pretty comfortable now in extending some of our maturities in the bond market, because as the Fed finishes up raising these short-term rates, what you have seen is a shift in the shape of the yield curve. And you've actually gotten some decent returns of over, you could pick 4 to 4.5, 5% on high grade commercial bonds right now that are only out 5-6 years to maturity.
So Tom, I did space and I did forget you were a balanced fund. So it's just kind of, I don't know, maybe I'm just all the Jackson Hole talk. I also didn't get a good night's sleep. Hey, you know, our Markets Live blog, they do surveys, pulse surveys, and they said, which will win in the next month, stocks or bond? Which will have a better volatility adjusted return over the next month, U.S. stocks or treasuries? What do you think? You've got to play in both worlds.
Well, right now we think that the stock market will do better over the next month, primarily because you're not going to have new news on interest rates. We don't expect anything from the Fed until their September meeting. We don't think there will be any radical change in between meetings. And so there's not going to be a lot of new news other than obviously everyone's watches the monthly inflation figures.
So I see in your holdings Expedia. So I guess you're Carol and I were just talking about, it seems like a lot of young people are traveling a lot, particularly to Europe here. So you have Expedia, presumably that's a bullish call on global travel.
I apologize because Expedia is actually a bond. We do have Booking, which is a company, obviously, that is also in the online travel setup and mostly international. And there, it is a play. Obviously, you see that what's happening in our airports, there's an incredible amount of pent-up demand for travel and entertainment, as opposed to maybe we need some rationalization in some of the goods products like clothing and things like that, home furnishings. But for the travel industry, it looks to us that it's very strong and it's going to be reflected in the stocks that we own.
Paul, we're batting 1,000 today.
Yep.
Tom, you have to forgive us. It's just been a long week already. Hey, one thing, one name that you do like, and I was thinking about this too, in a world where we thought, you know, post-World War II, that maybe we wouldn't need so much more, post-Cold War, we wouldn't need so much defense. And if anything, I feel like we probably need more than ever. When I think about the amount of the U.S. aid going to Ukraine, not being critical of it, but it just reminds me that government spending on defense, it is out there in a big way. You like Raytheon.
Yes, we do. And Raytheon has two major plays. It has commercial aviation, which is obviously very important with Pratt & Whitney, and you're seeing a big demand build up and backlog for commercial planes. But they also have a significant part of their business in defense and defense electronics. And the United States spends more money by far than both China and Russia combined on defense. But we have been somewhat complacent, and there's areas that we're not the leaders. And one of those is, for example, hypersonic missiles. There's been some talk that we've had some issues with our tests, but Raytheon just announced two major successes on their tests. They also are using a lot of the artificial intelligence to make sure that they're streamlining the process and developing some of these new products that unfortunately looks like we're going to be needing for quite a while.
Tom, just real quick here, one that really got my attention, Yum China. What's the call there?
And just got about 30 seconds.
Well, Yum China is KFC of China, and it's also Pizza Hut in that area. You're going to, just like it opened up in the United States gradually a couple of years ago, China is in the process of opening up, even though the headlines are, they take two steps forward and one step back.
Right.
And this is one of the restaurant chains that continues to be very successful in China. And we think that they're going to be, by moving their headquarters to Hong Kong, that they're actually going to stay in favor with the Chinese government.
Well, love talking names with you as always. Tom Blum, he is President and Chief Investment Officer at Plum Funds, joining us on this Wednesday.